Scripture this morning is taken from 1 Peter. Kind of a special scripture because I didn't know where it was going to come from. And I asked the Lord to give it to him, and he did. So I'm hoping this is going to be true to what God wanted me to say. Because the message this morning is, where to from here? Boscadale Church, where to? So listen to the scripture. Peter, an apostle of Christ, Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. And then moving to the second chapter, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind, like newborn babies. Crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. And back to the first chapter, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Peter quotes there the Old Testament scripture from Leviticus. Well, it's in the books now. The record of 110 years. Now, I hope it's obvious to you that I haven't been around for all of those 110 years of this church that we've just wonderfully celebrated. But I know some who are still here who have been a part of those years for at least the past 85 or so now. And that statistic, that record of the faithful, by itself says volumes about this church. It is highly doubtful that a church that is more than a century old, and still have members who have worshiped here, and prayed here, and led here, and have faithfully attended here at least 77% of those 110 years. It is highly doubtful. No, I'd say basically it's spiritually impossible that such a church has reached that great pinnacle unless the Holy Spirit of God has reached into that church and been the guiding force of the people, the fellowship family that lives there. Well, of course, Boscadale Baptist is just such a church. For many of its fellowship, Holy Spirit led and inspired. Now, you also have to be pragmatic about it, shall we say, realistic. All of God's children fall short. And this is not to be negative, it's simply be realistic. In other words, as great and as wonderful as it is to be birthed and nurtured by the Holy Spirit, we unfortunately do not completely follow God, the Holy Spirit's leadership, 100% of the time. Boscadale, like basically all other churches of which Christ is Lord and Savior, has had its ups and downs during that century plus 10 years of time. We are human beings, descendants of our fallen great ancestors, Adam and Eve, and all the rest of our God-fearing ancestors. But with all of that said, all of that frankly confessed to, this church has as a whole stood its ground and been faithful. Many of you know I was asked recently to seek God's counsel, to try my best as a proclaimer of God's gospel, to be inspired to look beyond today, to look beyond the great past of Bosquedale Baptist Church, and give some spiritual guidance to looking to a godly future for this church. And I truly believe we all want a church that believes that God has more plans for those of us who are gathered here today. If you're here, I'm speaking to you. And actually for many others, we want to join us in the future. Plans of God to continue and grow a fellowship of faithful disciples. Faithful disciples that the world and our neighbors around us and even beyond that will know us as future disciples that are committed to Jesus as Lord and are aggressively following His very direct commands for our lives. And those are: tell His story out of our own appreciation for what God means, has given to us, and what that story means to us. Love Him as our only God. Love one another and the lost of the world. Worship and serve Him every day of our lives, individually and as a church body. And make and baptize disciples. Honestly, there are multiple expectations Jesus has for His church. I've just only enumerated several of the most prominent ones. And we're working on lots of those here at Bosquedale. We must honor God by doing all of those. But I believe the first and last ones I just gave you are realistic keys to a prosperous future for this church as God's holy people. And so for the future of our church, I want to help us to zero in on those first and last direct commands that I just gave to you. Tell His story and make and baptize disciples. There is no better place for us to get our marching orders, our explicit instructions, than from the inspired Word of God. And I felt committed to that principle, to go to the inspired Word of God as I was asked to deliver this sermon. And so the first thing I did was to go to God and ask His Holy Spirit to guide me to helpful words from the Bible for a church. And so, as I always try to help you understand, this is not my sermon. This is what I believe God has led me to. And please, please, if you will, hear it that way. God's Word, the Scripture, 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. To God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with His blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance. The Apostle Peter, humble, but strong and bold. This is the Peter-given vision for the church. Peter wrote his first letter to the church to help his readers recognize the greatness of their salvation. And out of that appreciation for God's gift of salvation to eternal life, to make a proper response to God's redemptive purpose for their lives, Peter encouraged them to believe that the blessings of the past and the glories of the future made for them more than worthwhile the difficulties and the unpleasantness of the present. And that's a place that I sense at times we find ourselves of Bosquedale in. This good anniversary, reflecting on the glories of the past, recently had the potential to make the church of the present and future seem somewhat less promising. So I give you these pictures that we've just seen a couple of weeks ago, not for us to be discouraged, but just telling it like it is. We had the Tree of Remembrance. I think you can still see it out there. 23 members and friends of the church that the church has lost over the past 10 years. And we are reminded over again that over against that, less than half of that many added to the fellowship of our church in the same period. And Laura had that wonderful large picture of the church folk. It was here. I don't know where it went. Church folks that were gathered for the 50th anniversary. Dozens and dozens of Bosque Del folk. About 200 men and women and children spread wide across the church front. What a crowd. What a crowd. 60 years ago, a pretty good sized crowd. We had a pretty good sized crowd a couple of Sundays ago, but nowhere near that 200 or so of the 1956 anniversary. We had pictures and memorabilia and displays that cheered our hearts of the good old days and the saints of years past, many of those. And we were given a super nice booklet prepared by Laura that has much of that history and lots of pictures, including the 50th anniversary. 6 Sunday school classes of children and youth. 3 classes of adults, young, middle, and older folks. And a church choir of 20 or more. And we were reminded by our historical notes of lots of baptisms. 15 baptisms in the first week of the establishment of this church. 20 more baptisms in early 1907 before the church was even 9 months old. And those, of course, a couple of weeks ago were great memories of good, strong days of this little Baptist church on this little hill. Almost all of us have been around here for the past decade, and we've had several new members, a couple of baptisms, and, well, sadly, the loss of 3 Sunday school classes, 1 children's, 1 youth, 1 adult, our choir diminishing from about 16 to an average of 8 or 10 now. Now, I only give you those comparisons to point out that where Peter found difficulties and unpleasantness in the churches to which he wrote, our current less than high level of excitement about the future of Bosque Del, we do have fears and anxieties about our future, don't we? But think about what Peter was doing. This is not a new phenomenon. Peter noted difficulties even in those early churches. But what he did was quickly throw in words of challenge and encouragement. Grace and peace be to you in abundance. And so, too, we are compelled by faith in all-sufficient Almighty God to have a look to a future that can be very hopeful. Grace and peace be yours, Bosque Del Baptist Church. Grace and peace be yours. Peter admonishes us of this church with his great positive spirit. He was sounding a call for confidence for discouraged spirits in a time when it was dangerous and it was costly to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Apparently, the occasion for this letter of Peter's, this epistle, was a wave of persecution that threatened the life of the overall church. And it's a situation that's described in greater detail in subsequent chapters and verses of 1 Peter. These were the ones that were being persecuted, the early church leaders. But not only those, all true Christians were addressed as constituting the people of God. So he says, to God's elect. Peter was affirming the truth of that time, that Christianity was the new truth of his former Judaism, the true people of God. And he addresses his readers not as Jews or as Gentiles, but as the people of God, as the chosen instrument through which God would bless the world. And he urged that they recognize their privileged relationship to God and their position of responsibility for the continuing work of the saving work of Jesus Christ. God's elect, he says, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father and through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. To do what? To be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. He reminded them of the spiritual riches that were in store for them in the future. In such words to the church, to all true Christians, are no less important today. If you're paying attention to the growing secularism among Western cultures, the rise in amorality as not only acceptable, but even more the expected norm, and the alarming mushrooming of anti-Christianity by the multitudes of the culture of the Middle East, you see why Peter's warnings and encouragements are vital even now for our current attention. Peter would address Bosque Del Baptist Church, address us as the people of God. As we see, he begins his epistle by affirming that Christians are the elect, the chosen people of God. Now, that's us. As God had chosen Abraham as an individual and Israel as a people, so he has now chosen Christians for redemptive service. God has bestowed upon the followers of Christ the high honor and the great responsibility of communicating the message of his grace and of his love to a needy world. So folks, for now, I'm going to address you here now as Bosque Del Baptist Church, representing all of the church, because that's how we should see ourselves. The church is not an organization of human origin. It was born in the heart of God here on this hill starting in 1906. And we have a divine purpose to fulfill, joining God in the salvation of people. And we are to tell the story. Each believer, look at me, each believer, every one of you, every one of you should rejoice over the privilege of being included in the purpose of God. We, you, and you, and you, and I, are thus then consecrated by the Holy Spirit. He comes into us, consecrates us. I'm pretty certain all of you who are baptized believers here have been taught and have reflected upon your own consecration by the Holy Spirit as you gave your life to Christ as Lord of your life. But I don't think we review the following ideas often enough. And so listen carefully, please, because I'm going to review them again. Each of you, listen, as one who believes these concepts. You do believe these, don't you? And I'm going to make this as personal as I can. By the activity of the Holy Spirit, we all, as God's people, have been convinced of our need for a Savior. And you've received the miracle of a new birth, formed by Jesus Himself in your heart, and by the Holy Spirit's work of sanctification, that is, His continuing work of delivering you from the power of evil and producing within you the grace of Christ, you personally are being prepared for effective service for the Lord, consecrated by being chosen, sanctified, and now obedient. This chosen status. Verse 2 says, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkled by His blood. The Old Testament emphasizes the sprinkling of blood on three significant occasions. It was a symbol of cleansing, as when a leper was declared healed of his leprosy. It was a symbol of being set apart for priestly service. And it was used in the establishment of a new covenant relationship between God and His people. Cleansing, being set apart, and establishing a new relationship, a covenant relationship with God. And so for the Apostle Peter, as for all early Christians, an Old Testament covenant Christian likely tapped into these three ideas that are wrapped up in the phrase sprinkled by His blood, by Jesus' blood, by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's sinless Son. The Christian of now is cleansed of sin, is set apart for a priestly ministry for God, and is obligated to a covenant life of loving obedience and service to God. See, we don't review that too often, but that's who we are. That's what we are. And so I have to admit, thinking of a great big what if. What if starting real soon? Yesterday would have been good in my mind. What if every current member of Bosquedale Baptist Church began again today to be this kind of chosen people, sanctified people, obedient to the Lord people? What if that happened? Not just the, what, how many of you here today? 35, 30, 35, 40. You know, the number of people who worship here most Sundays, but every member. That's something we've got to look at, folks. Every member. What would the future of Bosquedale Baptist Church be? See, He's chosen us. He's chosen all of our members for our own good and for the good of others. Mm-hmm. Another idea, another what if. What if there were a renewed concentration on the searching for, and then one by one, but building on each one, finding people, children, youth, adults who are looking for the best in life and beyond, wanting to find the right answers to life and happiness and true joy. Again, we turn back to Peter, who knew that in every age there are people who desire the best in life. And it starts with a realization that this worldly life is a dead end. People eventually come to that. I guess I'm thinking of some realizing youth and adults here, more than of children who have yet to move much beyond the innocence of early life. But Peter spoke of some of the things that were out there but were destructive to life, and they still are. These are just some of the illustrations of the things that must be laid aside if believers are going to truly be God's people in the world. He said, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and evil, envy and slander of every kind. You see, as Christians, as ones who yearn for the growth and thus for the impact of Bosquedale Baptist Church to permeate all of this southern Carbondale area, as this church really did in bygone years, we know that growing, vibrant converts to the Lordship of Christ, those converts do indeed positively affect the life of a community. And we'd love to be that church again, wouldn't we? Finding and growing new Christians. What if we as a church were to put a focus of spiritual energies on reaching new people for Christ? That also comes with an understanding of how real spiritual growth has a lasting effect on new Christians. And Peter spoke to that. He said, like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation now that you've tasted that the Lord is good. Peter was wise enough to know that it is an erroneous idea that the new birth immediately produces a mature Christian. As in the realm of the physical, so it is in the spiritual. A birth produces an infant. So Peter urges us as his readers to beware of the peril of assuming that the spiritual birth experience will automatically assure spiritual maturity. He stresses the importance of a positive response of new and growing Christians to the call of God to become spiritually mature and competent as the servants of God. And we are to help that growth. New Christians. More people attending Sunday worship at our Bosquedale Church. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, that kind of begs a question. Just why would we want to reach out and bring in new Christians? So that somewhere, sometime in the future, we could take another picture of 200 people standing on the front steps of Bosquedale Baptist Church? Well, I think I speak for all of you. As good as that sounds, as good as that would look in the future, that is in no way why we are called to reach converts to new life in Christ. No, it's this. The Word of God has been used by the Holy Spirit to bring about the spiritual birth of Peter's readers into the family of God, as he notes a little later on in verses that I don't have printed, verse 23 through 25. For you have been born again, he said, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. For the Word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the Word that was preached to you. And by eating and drinking this sincere, this spiritual milk of the Word, they could nourish the growth of the life that God had created in them in the new birth. As servants of God, and through the ministries of this church, our only real desire to have the growth of people, to have new people coming to Christ and membership in this Bosquedale Church, is for those new people to have been born again and be growing in the Word and experiencing that in themselves. The new birth is made possible, you see, by the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. He says that in verse 23 of 1 Peter 1. That's our job. It is by obeying the Word that believers purify their lives. He says that in verse 22. These things are possible because the Word of God has the life of God in it. That's what he says in verses 24 and 25. It is the will of our Heavenly Father that each of His children be in a process of continuing spiritual growth. And much of that comes through the life of a church, God's people. And so finally, what are we, a small band of disciples of August of 2016, what are we to do for such a future? Well, I believe we have a call for holy living. As Israel was called to a holy life of redemptive service for God, even so for us as the new people of God, as Christians, as members of Bosquedale Baptist Church, you and me, we are called to holy living. You are called to holy living. Is that plain enough? Is that personal enough? The provision to us The provision to any Christian of divine privileges implies an assumption of redemptive responsibilities. Peter issued a challenge to his scattered Christian friends of the churches he wrote to that they dedicate themselves completely to a life of devoted service to God. He challenged them, and his challenge is the same to us. He said, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. And he looked at the future. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Peter encouraged those Christian sojourners in an alien world to have their minds alert and sober. He called on them, and he calls on us to bring every thought into the harmony of the revealed will of God. The sobriety that he called for is to be of a clear and serious mind. And that characterized the conduct of us, of all of those who have been called out of the empire of evil where once we lived in sin. Our hope on the grace to be brought to you of verse 13 is for the ultimate victory through Jesus Christ when he comes. It's to be the guiding light that would lead them and that same to lead us to go forward, making our journey through the difficulties of the present and the future, knowing there's glory in the future. To be chosen by God, to be redeemed from the slavery of sin, is not only a privilege to be enjoyed, it is also a responsibility that must be assumed. As the children of God, we are forbidden to conduct ourselves in a manner that would compromise the good name of our Heavenly Father. By the teaching of this, we are urged to sever ourselves from our former manner of sin in our life. If that, not that kind of life, what kind of life am I to live? Well, Peter's challenge was for the followers of Christ who constituted the new Israel, the chosen ones, to be a holy people. He quoted the divine imperative for holiness that was at the heart of genuine faith of any Christian. Quoting this from his own Bible, his own sacred teachings, the book of Leviticus. It's in chapter 11 and chapter 19 and chapter 20, all of which quote God as calling his people, be holy because I am holy. So Peter called to them. He calls to us, just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. The root idea in that word holy used by Peter is be different, be set apart, in the sense that Christians are to be consecrated, dedicated, and without reservation to the will of God. This is the way forward for us individually and for us as a people, as a fellowship, as a church. And this is not to say that no one here seeks holiness. No one here tries to live life as a holy person, because there's lots of that here. What I am feeling as our challenge for our future as Bosquedale Church is a comprehensive focus on holiness. We need, as one people, to recognize and to know we are God's special people. And as such, the character of God is to characterize our attitudes, our ambitions, our activities. By dedicating ourselves completely to the service of God, we avoid the peril of being self-centered and of being involved in the work of other distracting endeavors, especially the work of the devil. I'm convinced that the best way to overcome any evil is to be overcome and captivated by doing good in the service of God. And this will always require of us desire, decision, dedication, and determination. And so to tie all of this up in one comprehensive concept for the future of Bosquedale Baptist Church, the Holy Spirit will so lead us if, even more directly, as we as a holy people allow Him to. And that's the where to, as I said, the where to from here for Bosquedale Church. Do I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.